So right now, Detours is asking professors, what's the best mistake they've ever made, the worst mistake, best kept secret that you've never told any of your students, and for some reason you just are dying to tell Detours right now?
You mean apart from my Barry Manilow CD collection?
No, please include that.
Well, let's say the best mistake, if it can be called that, is years ago I was hired to write a film for a studio. And I had been working mostly with independents, so this was to be a big break. And it was actually not a very good time in my life. I was going through a divorce. I was not that focused. Having so much going on in my life, I don't think that I did the job that I could have done. And it felt like a mistake to me. But the fact is, if I look at the big picture, that, you know, I think if I had taken that left turn, it would have changed my life. And yet, leading the life I did lead led me to meet my soulmate. And, you know, that was the best mistake I ever made, because not going on a studio career, going back to the independent world, actually led me to her.
In time she'll see that her and me were meant to be together.
I'm in the writing department with Professor Amy Meyerson.
So I guess the biggest mistake I think that I made was second guessing some of the decisions that I made after I graduated college. When I graduated, like everyone I went to school with, I moved to New York and I got a job in publishing, which is what I really thought I wanted to do. And then I started working it and I realized that I wasn't quite ready for that fast track into a career that I was supposed to go on. Very spontaneously, I decided that I didn't want to do it anymore about 2 months in, and I picked everything up and I moved to Colorado. While all of my friends from college and high school were kind of doing what they were supposed to do, I was having some adventures. And afterwards, I went back to New York because it was time to get a real job. I had this panic that I was behind everyone else. And so all of a sudden, this spontaneous decision, which I had thought was a good idea, I really regretted momentarily because I just felt behind and felt all of these pressures. And so I wouldn't say it was a mistake, but now looking back on the decisions I made, the ways in which I felt behind certain people don't exist anymore. I'm so thankful for having those adventures. And as a writer, I think they've influenced what I'm interested in a lot, but in terms of my career too, when I finally was ready to have the kind of job I was supposed to have right out of college, I felt more ready for it, and it felt like a mistake for a little while, and it wasn't. One thing I try to tell students a lot is there are a lot of external pressures that are encouraging you to move at the pace that everybody else is moving on, and if you decide to do something that's a little bit off the traditional path, it's not a mistake.
As I'm getting older, chip upon my shoulder, blown through life to roll over and die. Oh, mama, acting like my life's already over.